Well, it's time to talk cycling, and there's a huge event that's on the way. It has become kind of a staple in Namibia. It's called the Tour de Windhoek. It's been running for a long time with a couple of interruptions. I think we've now, this is the seventh one consecutively, or the eighth one consecutively, and it's getting bigger and bigger. With me, two special studio guests. I've got Brian, who's one of the organizers, and not even very grey, given how much schlep was involved, and Tauko, who's the vice president of the Namibian Cycling Federation. Gentlemen, welcome, and nice to see you guys here today. Now, I believe that the due date, or the D-Day, is the 2nd of May, right? That's when this kicks off, which makes it, is it next Wednesday, next Thursday? Starts next Thursday.
Registration on Thursday, yes.
Okay, Tauko, so tell me, compared to last year, is this event growing? Because it certainly feels like there's a bigger buzz about it this year than there was last year.
Yeah, I have to agree that the event has grown. From strength to strength, we've got a record number of entries. We're sitting at about 100, not about exact number, 161 entries. We've got about 6 international teams that are taking part, and 15 teams in total that have entered to take part in the race.
So if you're thinking cycling in teams, it's like the Tour de France. Just smaller, but these stages, they're going to be doing the usual thing, peloton, and you know who's in front and who's behind. And if these are South African teams, we know that many of them are very professional. It's what they do for a living.
Yeah, we have to say that they are professional, and we can compare to the Tour de France, and we can say this, that's why it's called the Tour de Windhoek.
Yeah.
Not the Tour de Namibia, but Tour de Windhoek. And the racing terrain is also quite competitive. But mentioning the South Africans, it's good competition, but the last year's winners were both Namibians by the name of Driekus Coetzee and Vera Loza.
So, look, let's face it, Driekus Coetzee is our secret weapon, because when a wheel turns, Driekus is probably on that bike. He's done everything. He does road biking, he obviously does off-road, he does the ultra-length ones as well. So Brian, tell me, you guys, this is the first year that a different team has taken over the organization compared to previous years, right?
That would be correct, yes. It would be myself and Horst Neumann, yeah.
And yeah, you guys have been involved with this sort of thing for a long time, though. I mean, this is not something you just start overnight and you put together a tour.
Correct. So myself, I've been involved since 2015 on the Windhoek Pedal Power with arranging the smaller race series.
Yeah.
And then we've also had the challenges of the Namibian's Nedbank Cycle Challenge and the Pick and Pay Cycle Classic back in those days.
Yeah,
although
yeah.
It's now been renamed the Paratus Classic.
That's right. Yeah.
Just to add on that, the new organizers are doing quite a tremendous job together in collaboration with the NCF, and obviously the biggest sponsor, our big sponsor, we need to give credit to them, Pupkewitz Megabuild. They've gone all out and full out to support cycling in Namibia, and we just need to commend them.
And just in terms of I was actually at the launch that day, and I asked the head honcho there who did the presentation on their behalf, and I can actually tell you what his name is, Martin Skuman. Martin actually said that in total it works out to be up almost $500,000 worth of money that they've put in terms of money and product and time and effort and stuff. And that's a lot of money to put in a sport like cycling, which we're growing and it's becoming bigger, but it's still not really a huge sport. It's not a football in Namibia, but it's getting there. And the way this is happening now, this is becoming the kind of thing that people are going to want to say at some point. Tauko, they're going to say in the north, listen, when are you guys doing a stage up north? Because that's what we want to see. We want to bring cycling to the masses, right? This is more of a specialized elite level. That's a Tour de Windhoek, but there's also a sort of angle for the people who are not the super fit ones, right?
Yes. With that said, is that we've got an extra category, which is the mountain bike category. It's a fun stage, and you also get a prize for it. But the entries are still open, and we're encouraging all the cycling enthusiasts. Even you can take your bike and enter and just have
fun. Standing here, I must just have a check to get, because this morning I heard a bit of a squeak, squeak.
But yeah, and also just to put it into perspective, yes, we're not the football leagues or the rugby leagues, but cycling Namibia is growing. I need to put emphasis on that. We recently came back from the All Africa Games, and cycling Namibia came back with a silver medal. I mean, that's a huge accolade. And we went with a fairly young team, under 23s and about 3 elite, who are more experienced, but they took it up upon themselves to impart information and experience to the younger ones. And it was phenomenal. The experience that we gained there is huge.
All right. And then, of course, we also have the Tour de Ventoux Light category, right, which is not really the teams and sort of the hardcore professionals, the Driekkerses of the world. But that's also a category in which people who are not really at that elite level, they can still take part there, right?
So with that, your light, it would be your individual category. There you have your participants from the youngest age of under 14s, under 16s, junior men, and in your vets, your masters. I think there's also the grandmasters.
I could do that too. Now, look, the point is, though, it's very important, though, that you can already have the youngsters at under 14 level getting involved, seeing how it works, because that's the point. I mean, these guys who race in the Tour de France, who race in the Tour de Ventoux in the teams, they know what the rules are and how these things are done. But if you start at under 14, under 16, under 18 age, and you're already part of it and you see how it works, how the registration works, what are the rules, because if the UCI gets involved, and we're going to talk about that now, then you are very, very specifically in terms of not only organization for you guys, Brian, but how you as a participant, what you may do, what you may not do, what works, what doesn't work. So it's nice at a young age to already get involved.
100%. The Cycling Federation is all about development. We want to develop the younger guys, the under 14s, the under 15s, to develop in the cycling fraternity, in the sports course of cycling.
Yeah.
And that is one of our key goals to improve on our development. And it's just encouraging the people to come participate. And this is one of the events from the Nedbank Desert Dash. This is one of the events on road cycling. But like I previously alluded, that we also have a mountain bike category.
Yeah.
So we're just encouraging everybody to enter. And the entries are still open.
Yeah.
Till Friday, 8 o'clock, which is tomorrow. So.
All right, Brian. So just in terms of, you guys obviously want to get accreditation from the UCI so that this is an officially sanctioned event, which places it in those top categories of national tours worldwide that stands there. But there are very, very specific guidelines. And this year was very short notice in terms of you guys doing the organization. But I know from Axel and from yourself, Taco, as well, that this is definitely an ambition. Because the moment you are a UCI-sanctioned event, immediately the other teams around the world are going like, hang on a second, I want to get in on this. It's Namibia. Maybe everybody doesn't know us yet. Let's go and take part in this thing, right? That's what it's about.
Yeah. So, Dion, on that, UCI event within Namibia would be really awesome. What would it entail is that international riders would want to come to the event, especially the local African countries, continents, because they can gain their UCI points at a lower rate or travel expense rate, for example, right? The challenges that we had, though, on that was we received this 300-page file. I think it was 300-page manual that we had to go through in a short notice, and it was like, okay.
There's going to be a lot of obstacles to be able to get there.
Yeah.
But now you've got a year before you get to the next Tour de Ventoux where one can work through it. I know one of the things that came up in a UCI event, you may only have one stage per day. This year we have a morning shortish stage in the afternoon, I think the mountain climb or something. So that would automatically disqualify it. But if that's one of the obstacles, you know, for next year, let's see what we're going to do. Do we make it a day longer? How do we do it?
You know, it's a learning curve, right?
Sure.
We almost did. We almost hosted the UCI sanctioned event.
Yeah.
But because of the requirements, they're quite cumbersome, but it's okay. So you'd rather do something good and perfect so that you can encourage all other African countries next year to come. I mean, obviously the word will go out there. If South Africa is taking part, Angola is taking part, Reunion
the Rwandas
Island
of the world, they have a Tour de Rwanda as well. I mean, these are the guys you want to get
out. So the word will go out there and we can host it.
But of course, at the end of the day, at the risk of sounding like you're looking at color as a qualification, that's what you want the youngsters in Namibia to see. Other competitive black cyclists who are there and thereabouts. We're seeing a lot more integration and it being everybody's sport, whereas in the past it always wasn't the case. But now we're seeing that. And for the guys to see at the lineup, there's a hell of a lot of African cyclists getting ready to race other African cyclists. That's great.
Yeah, that's the truth, yes. And the notion out there was that cycling is for the elite, cycling is only for the whites. No.
Yeah.
Cycling is, You know, cycling in itself unites people, just like any other sports code. But it's there's no difference in color or stature or whatever. No, it's just cycling and it's a sport and it's an integrated sport by all races. So that notion should be thrown off the table.
For sure. Okay, one more thing, gentlemen. 2nd to the 5th of May. It's happening all around Windhoek. All the details are available. And you can, of course, especially the loops that you guys are going to be riding and so on, it's definitely worth going out there and checking it. It's a spectator sport. And, of course, on the 5th, it's actually a huge final event where the prize giving and everything take part. I mean, there's music, there's
That's right.
there's drinks, there's food. It's going to be a huge party.
Like we said, it will be a huge party. Pupkewitz. Again, we just need to thank them. We can't thank them any less. They put in so much money, so much effort. Their marketing is just immaculate. So we're just calling everybody to come. You can support, you can cycle, you can enter because you've still got time to enter. And come, let's join hands and have fun. And also we've been graced at the media launch. I think when you were there, you saw that the deputy mayor of Windhoek was there. And he's speaking about cycling, and cycling is not all about sports. It's a mode of transport. You know, it's not a health risk. You encourage people to cycle more as opposed to cars emitting, you know, carbon dioxide. And so he'll also be gracing the prize giving event.
Yeah.
And that tells you that the corporate world and the government, the Namibia Sports Commission, the ministry, they're all supporting us. And
So be part of the cycling movement. It is definitely growing in Namibia. Brian, one of the organizers, Taiko, the deputy president of the Namibian Cycling Federation. And for a deputy president, that's a pretty big title. And you're quite young to be like a deputy president, right? Normally they get really gray and when they get to that. I mean, look at Axel. No, I'm just joking. But gentlemen, thank you so much for spending time with us. And we wish you all the best. I think it's going to be a massive event. And I think it's going to be some great racing.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dion.